We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It's 9:47, and our next guest is Debbie Nuss. She is the chair of the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition and co-coordinator for Pathways for a Healthy Kansas. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you on. It's been a little while since we've had you on here, but we are glad to talk today about something that the Wellness Coalition is participating with, and this is an online survey that it sounds like it's already been there's already been a pretty good response to.
That's right. The Flint Hills Wellness Coalition is the recipient of a grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas called Pathways to a Healthy Kansas. Manhattan-Riley County is one of 24 communities that was awarded a four-year coordination grant this time, where we are being asked to focus on three behaviors that reduce risk for serious health conditions in our population. So we're being asked to focus on physical activity, healthy eating, and commercial tobacco control through this grant. And one of the first things that we are required to do as part of this grant is to do a survey of the community to ask community members to share their perceptions about how well the community already addresses those issues. So we have a short survey, takes about 5 minutes to complete, where we ask community members to answer a series of questions about whether, for example, you know, do they think that Manhattan-Riley County is a healthy community in general? Just asking that question. Then we ask them whether or not there are sufficient opportunities for physical activity in the community. And they get to, you know, strongly agree, neither agree or disagree, strongly disagree, and disagree. So there's those variations in terms of the responses. Then we ask them questions about commercial tobacco control, whether or not they support smoking being prohibited in indoor locations. We ask them whether they support smoking being prohibited in outdoor locations. And then we also ask them a question about whether or not they would support the legal age to purchase tobacco to be raised to 21. Then we also just ask them an overall general question about whether or not they think factors like unstable housing, food insecurity, transportation, you know, clean air, those type of things, whether those have an impact on whether or not a community is healthy or not. And they get to respond to that question. So, like I said, it's a short survey, should take less than 5 minutes, but we would really appreciate it if community members would take the time to respond to the survey so that we know what they think, so then that we know what we need to do over the next 4 years to address those issues in the community.
With this survey, do you guys take demographic information to see if you're getting a good cross-section of the folks here in the community?
We do. We take very basic demographic information, you know, age, gender, race. We do ask about income, although they don't have to respond to that question if they want to. And then we ask them about their educational level. I think there's just five or six questions about demographics. So, yeah, that gives us a sense of who is responding. I mean, I can tell you the survey's been out just over a week now. And generally, it looks like we're getting responses from more women than men at this point, more people with probably bachelor's degrees and higher, and middle income to higher at this point. So we're going to work really hard over the next few weeks to then try and make sure that we get some other, a more representative response from the community that really matches our demographics.
And that's so important because, you know, we want to make sure we're getting all the communities represented here, because that's the best way. I know you take this data and then you probably present that to the city commission or the county commission and develop potential policy here going forward?
Well, actually, you know, this information, if you recall, the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition a year ago completed the Riley County Community Needs Assessment. Yep. And that was a very comprehensive survey and an assessment. And so actually what we will do is we will take the responses from this survey that we're doing right now that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas asked us to do, and even with this information, we'll compare it to the survey information that we received when we did the 2020 needs assessment to see if anything's changed just even in, you know, 18 months time, basically, in terms of that information. And, you know, that's why these kind of assessments and surveys are important, because it does let you know whether or not things are changing in the community, you know, either in a positive way or a negative way. So you're right. So then you can make recommendations to elected officials about policy matters. You can make cases to funding organizations about where they should put their money in terms of having the greatest benefit in the community. And then you can also use it to just educate the community about what they need to do to make changes in their individual lives so that they are healthier and so that then the community is healthier as a result.
How much do you think the data is going to be skewed maybe just a little bit here because of the pandemic? Do you think that'll play a factor?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
You know, I have to believe that it probably is influencing people's perceptions about how healthy the community is. That overall is the community healthy? You know, if you're a person in the community right now who is struggling because you lost your job, and you're at risk of being evicted, you're having trouble accessing food, you know, all those type of things, you're probably not feeling too great emotionally or mentally yourself right now. And so that may then carry over into your perceptions about how the community is doing overall. So, but whether or not that shows up in the survey results will depend on who responds to the survey.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, again, the survey's up, and you said it's up till March 15th. Is that right?
Right. It'll be open through March 15th. We'll close it March 15th, so it will have been open a full 30 days by that point. And we will then, you know, we will report out the results, obviously, to the community via our website and probably through a media release. Actually, we'd be happy to come back on and focus and share that information with the community if you would have us back. And then we will start talking more specifically then about what the Wellness Coalition is going to be able to do over the next 4 years, being the recipient of a implementation grant. A Pathways implementation grant has made us eligible to apply for up to $300,000. I meant coordination grant has made us eligible to apply for up to $300,000 in implementation grants over the next 4 years. So we are working with community partners to identify projects and that will address these issues around physical activity, healthy eating, commercial tobacco control in the community so that we can actually have a positive impact over the next 4 years.
Very cool. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. We'll bring you back here after the survey wraps up. I think that'd be good to hear about those results. So we'll plan on that. And if I remember right, Pathways, the Pathways grant, this also kind of helps with things like safe routes to school and things like that. Is that correct?
It does. The Pathways grant, just as it said, it has pathways that we have to follow. There are six of them. There's community and social context. There's neighborhood and infrastructure. There's health. There's economics, and then there's one more that I can't remember off the top of my head. But for example, in the neighborhood and infrastructure, that one, we can select a package, and we did, that looks at some things related to trails and sidewalks and connectivity. So we are working with the Metropolitan Planning Organization, and we'll be working with them so that they can apply for part of this $300,000 that is available to us to then implement a project in that regard. So the coalition doesn't apply for those implementation grants. Our community partners apply for those grants. We're just here to help them and coordinate them being able to do so.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a great program. And obviously, you know, if you have more sidewalks, you're probably more likely to go take a walk and do some more of that healthier activity. This survey, again, is up online, flinthillswellness.org. That's where you can find it. And again, we'll just tell listeners, you want as many people as you can represented here.
Absolutely. And you know, if you're on social media, go to our page and click on that link and post it on your own social media page and start sharing it with other folks. And, you know, yeah, take the survey and help us out. So we'd appreciate it.
All right. Debbie, is there anything else we haven't touched on you want to highlight real quick?
No, that's it. And just, well, actually, just to make the community aware that over the next next year in particular, we'll really be highlighting our plan for what we hope to accomplish in terms of this grant this first year. And, you know, like I said, we're doing that in partnership with the Metropolitan Planning Organization. We'll be working with the school district on a grant. We'll be working with the health department on a grant. So Food and Farm Council, we'll be working with them as well. So lots of activity and lots of possibilities for the community over the next year.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Debbie, good work, and appreciate it. And we'll encourage everybody to go to flinthillswellness.org and take that survey.
Okay, Brandon, thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Debbie Nuss, again, joining us. Thanks to her. Thanks to Christy Ingalls, Cliff Williams, and John Cox from Riley and Blue Valley Schools, Riley County and Blue Valley Schools. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we've got Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health will join us, and we'll also talk with Dr. Timothy Schaefer from the K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy.